World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and find me at Nate WST. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, checking out worldsoccertalk.com, and a special hello, as always, to the folks listening overseas, our men and women listening on the American Forces Network. We're talking all about the USA in this show. U.S. men's national team with a 1-1 draw against Panama in Kansas City, Kansas, last night. And talk about a mixed bag. It was the epitome of a mixed bag. The USA had already clinched their spot into the next round. So this was, in many ways, it was going to be a night of experimentation. It was going to be a night of seeing things that we didn't have a firm idea about quite yet. Well, I think what we ended up with is more questions than answers. Everyone wanted to talk about the Mexican referee, and I admit there were some decisions that were horrible that went against the U.S. last night. There were also some decisions that were quite bad that went against the Panamanians, and Panama was out there playing for everything, had the one goal lead, I thought were the better side throughout much of the game, but Panama will now have to wait to see what their fate is as a result of the other groups and see if they can sneak in as the best third-place team in this group. Everyone wants to talk about the Mexican referee. I'm not going to put any attention on the ref last night because the USA were not up to their fullest potential. Three things, though, that I'm going to take away from this game. Michael Bradley's energy. Michael Bradley was up to his full potential. Michael Bradley scored the tying goal last night. And as our good friend Amadi Cham of World Soccer Talk says, Michael Bradley is indeed the sweatiest athlete on planet Earth. The atmosphere in Kansas City, Kansas, that's thing number two that I'm taking away. It's becoming quite the destination for American soccer. Give it up for Kansas City, Kansas, and the Kansas side of that beautiful city. Okay, the last thing that I'm walking away from this game, and this is just one of the biggest question marks, this back line situation is scaring me. Why was Matt Beisler left off this team? I get that Tim Ream had this incredible season at Bolton, but where is Matt Beisler? And Alvarado and Brooks are really going to be the future 1-2 of this team? I don't know. There's a whole lot of questions with that back line. We're going to raise some of those questions with Kartik Krishnayar on the other side of this break. We're talking USA. Stay tuned. World Soccer Talk Radio.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarreya. Kartik Krishnayer is joining us here in this edition of the show. We're talking all about our men's national team and that 1-1 draw with Panama last night. And, of course, what's to come next, which is the Gold Cup knockout stage. Who are we going to play? What's it going to be? A whole lot to get into, and an incredible storyline in the North American Soccer League featuring one Freddie Adu. Freddie Adu to the North American Soccer League. This is going to be a fun conversation with Kartik Krishnayer. Kartik is on the line. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. How are you, Nate?
I'm doing mighty nice, and I use the term mixed bag quite liberally on this show. Last night in Kansas City, Kansas, the end of that game, I used the term as I looked at the television screen. I said mixed bag because it was supposed to be this night of experimenting, and with the USA already clinching their spot into the next round, and you have Panama. I actually said yesterday, Kartik, I said this is one of those don't get hurt games because this is going to be Panama flying, playing for their lives, and the USA maybe on the back foot a little bit, looking forward to the next round. And what comes out of this game was, quite frankly, a lot more questions than answers. And let's start with the real pressing one that is on a lot of people's minds right now. And that's the back line, Kartik. I posed this to Brian McBride on the show last week. And I said, Brian, what's your center back pairing right now? And Brian McBride said, Nate, that's a good question. And that was his answer. And that's about everybody's answer right now. So I'll throw it to you, Kartik, the million-dollar question right now. Who's the center back pairing if you're the manager for the U.S. men's national team?
Well, none of the guys available in this Gold Cup. Jermaine Jones is injured. I think he's there. And I think either Matt Giesler or Jeff Cameron is there. Jeff Cameron and Stoke didn't release for this tournament. Probably for good reason. Cameron's had to play every summer over the last couple of years and a long Premier League season. And he's an American who actually plays games in the field at a Premier League club. So I can understand why Jeff Cameron isn't in this tournament. So that's my thinking. Of the guys on this team, gosh, I mean, I don't like what I've seen from Omar Gonzalez. John Brooks is a disaster. A mistake waiting to happen consistently. I think Ventura Alvarado, in spite of the mistake yesterday that got turned and led to the Panamanian goal, I think I've seen more out of him, more development out of him in the last few games. So maybe you go with him and someone else at center back. But some serious things for the U.S. back line. And we haven't even gotten to the fullbacks yet. That's a nightmare.
Why was Matt Beisler left off this team? Varying reasons. There were differing accounts from different people as to why Beisler was left off this squad. What are you picking up with all of your inside sources and your direct lines to Jurgen Klinsmann, Kartik? Why was Beisler left off this team?
I have no idea. Everyone's asking the same question. I've heard that he Klinsmann wants to experiment with some different center back. He felt like Alvarado, he's developing into a real good international center back. That doesn't explain not selecting Beisler. I think Omar Gonzalez has been fairly poor at times for the Galaxy this season. That's my assessment of his play in MLS. But he's still in the team. I don't get the Beisler thing, and especially given Jermaine Jones' injury. I think the U.S. is going into this cycle realizing they're going to have to use Jermaine Jones, a veteran player who's not a center back, but look, we got away with it with Beasley, right? And I think the same thing with Jones. Intelligent player, seasoned player, played most of his career in Europe, understands reading the game in front of him. I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to play guys out of position because we're so poor developing good defensive players. And we're seeing it at the fullback position again in this tournament with the nightmarish play of Timothy Chandler having to recall Brad Evans for the team. Yeah, I mean, the idea of Breck Shea playing left back is terrifying. I think Fabian Johnson has regressed in this tournament. He regressed, quite frankly, in the friendlies against Holland and Germany, or Netherlands and Germany. So I don't know. Maybe Beasley has to get called back to the team at left back, because Greg Garza hasn't been very good either, and he's a young player that I've watched for a number of years. Had some ties to him, and he isn't developing either. So we've got a lot of problems on that back line.
Well, I've enjoyed, and we've had our fair share of arguments actually about this, Kardik, you and I, but the Breck Shea left back debate. And here's why I've enjoyed it, because it is an experiment. And when you compare it to the other options, it doesn't seem that bad. The more we see these things, and so I'd be down with seeing if Fabian can switch over to the right side, get Timothy Chandler the hell off the pitch, and put Breck at left back. Maybe as far as the center backs, one player that really is an interesting storyline is Tim Ream. And that was one of the main reasons why Beasler, I think, was actually left off with this idea from Jurgen of trying out new things. And Tim Ream, Kardik, you're as on the pulse of American players playing in the lower divisions in England. And Tim Ream is coming off probably his best club season of his life at Bolton. And the Bolton fans just, you know, took to him this year. And he was looked at as a linchpin back there for Bolton Wanderers. And so Tim Ream is brought into this squad. Well, okay, is he going to play? Because now we're without Alvarado, I believe, for the quarterfinal with a yellow card suspension. Then we have Brooks, who is just, as you said, looking like a disaster out there. Are we finally going to get to see Tim Ream get a chance here in the Gold Cup?
Yeah, Timmy Ream played in the game against Haiti. Was okay. Wasn't great. No one was great in that game for the U.S. He outplayed the United States. I think we can pretty much agree on that assessment. Timmy Ream, player of the year for Bolton this past season, player of the year for Bolton the previous season. Yet Jurgen hesitated to bring him back into the team. And I want to throw out another name for you. We're talking about right back. Where is Eric Lehigh? Why is he never called into this team? Why has he not been called into this team for 2 years? This is a guy that's playing consistently. Yes, it's the championship. Yes, it's the second division. But guess what? The championship, in some regard, is better than Major League Soccer. The night in, night out. It depends on circumstances, right? Because Michael Bradley hasn't regressed Major League Soccer, but quite frankly, there are a number of other U.S. players who come back to MLS that are on this team currently who don't look like the players they used to be when they were in Europe. So I think Lehigh at right back has to be given a shot sometime soon, and Ream, I would persist with it, just because he's played so well at the club level. He's not just a guy playing at Bolton. He's the best player on that team. And that's a team that's in the English Championship. So I think, and obviously he's got a cheerleader in his former teammate, Stuart Holden, Bolton player, teammate, in the Fox studio, and that's a good thing. Because I think the conversation about Timmy Ream has to be had.
Well, absolutely. And Lehigh, with his performances for Nottingham Forest this past season, he was exceptional. And here, I'm gonna ruffle a few feathers right now. You say in a few different regards that the championship is equal caliber to Major League Soccer. Yeah, I'm going to completely agree and maybe even one-up that. And you look over American soccer history, and this is what I want people to do when I say things like this on this show. Challenge me. Go look things up online. Go look down the history. Look into the history books and see the amount of players in the early 2000s, in what's looked at as a really successful period of American soccer, the early 2000s, the 2002 World Cup, and even the Gold Cup in 05, and even the Gold Cup in 03 when they got knocked out in the semis by Brazil at the Orange Bowl, a game you were probably at, Cardick. But when you go back to the early 2000s, look at the amount of players who played in the English, then the first division, or if we want to call it the championship, the second tier of English football. Look at the connection of the U.S. national team to the English second tier, and you'll see how useful the English second tier has been to this national team. And in my opinion, is right now, I think there's as much to offer from these players playing there as there is from guys based domestically, and we'll see how this plays out, because there's no finer example of this. There's no finer test of this argument or this theory than the back line situation right now. Let's see how this thing plays out as we go on to the knockout round. More with Cardick Krishnire on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio continuing this U.S. national team discussion. We'll talk about the attack. We'll talk about something that's looking a little nicer than the back line. Stay tuned.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.TV, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.TV allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.TV.
Nate Abarea and Cardick Krishnire back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're talking about the U.S. men's national team, and there's so many questions that are being raised right now, more questions than answers. What's the choice starting 11? What's the choice center back pairing in this Gold Cup? Can players just hop right back into the fold after the Gold Cup, the likes of Beisler and Cameron, and even when we look a step further in Tim Howard. What's going on with this U.S. team right now? But let's focus on the present. That's what we're trying to do here. And we're not going to worry. We're going to put the Matt Beisler debacle, which I still don't quite understand, Jurgen. We're going to put the Beisler debacle to the side. We're not going to talk about Jeff Cameron or Tim Howard or any other players, DeMarcus Beasley, anything like that. We're going to focus on this Gold Cup squad right now. We're going to focus on the task at hand, which is rooting on the USA to win the Gold Cup, or for the players and the manager, the task, of course, is winning the Gold Cup. Okay, we talked all about the back line, Kardik, in the first segment. Let's move up front. There is some stability in the midfield, thanks to Michael Bradley and a couple others, but not much, but there's some. Let's go up front, where last night, Chris Wondolowski, and it was Wando and Zardes up front, and the first half, there wasn't a whole lot going on up front. There were no glaring misses or anything like that. I would never say that Wando or Zardes had very poor games, but it took Clint Dempsey coming off the bench in the second half to really revitalize the team, and it took a couple of other different changes to really revitalize the attack. What did you make of Wando and Zardes last night together? There was a lot of hopefulness for those two getting to play from the start together, in particular Gyasi Zardes. What did you make of them? And I'll throw it to you the same way I threw it to you on the back line. If you're managing this Gold Cup team right now, Cardiff, who's your choice attacking partnership? Is it a partnership? Do you throw one man up front? What are you doing, Cardiff Krishnayer?
I think Zardes has got to be he's a critical part of this team now. He's really developed. We've seen him grow up in front of our eyes in the last 3 or 4 months. He's a player I was flagging off, much like Breche many months ago, sitting in the press box in Orlando telling other media, gosh, I don't know what Jurgen sees in this guy. Now I think he's a core player. Not the greatest night last night. As far as Wando is concerned, Wando got no service. Wando was frustrated. I mean, he was cutting a very frustrated figure. We know if Wando has an opportunity to finish chances, particularly against lower-level opposition, he does it. If he's put in the right position, he was getting no service. There was really no interplay between him and the midfield, and I have to blame the midfield for that. So I still like Wando. I think Wando, if you're trying to win a tournament, which is what we're trying to do here, I know he's not going to be around in 2018, but we're trying to win this Gold Cup. I think he's got to be part of the team. Josie Altidore has been sent home. Sent back to Toronto, I guess. He's not coming back down to Boca, but sent back to Toronto. That's fine with me. He was off the pace. I think the thing that Wando and Zardes suffered from the first half last night was Alejandro Bedoya coming off an injury, and he had a long club season with Nantes. He's one of the few guys, again, playing week in and week out at in a good league in Europe that's an American. Very few guys. There's a handful of guys, field players. He's one of them, Bedoya. He wasn't up to match fitness or sharpness in that first half. It took until about minute 50, and then we saw the old Bedoya from minute 50 to minute 60, and that included the move for the goal. But I think Wando suffered from that. Bedoya would have been that creator. Michael Bradley wasn't having a very good game. Beckerman had a lot of responsibility in front of a very poor back line, so he wasn't able to get forward as much. So I give Wando a pass for last night. Going forward, I like Zardes playing in this team. I'm not sure if I play him up front. I think maybe I play him in the midfield. I like playing out wide. I like Wando, and I think Johansson, his movement has been very good in this tournament from what I've observed. Maybe he's not finishing chances, but he's running the channels well. He's finding pockets of space. He's doing the little things that strikers need to do to help their teammates. So I think Johansson starts, and maybe you start Dempsey, and then you have Wando in minute 70 ready to go. And in a big knockout stage game, if there's a ball sitting there in front of the area, I know people talk about the Belgium game, rule that out, forget about that. Wando finishes those chances like 8 times out of 10. He will probably finish a big chance, just like he did in the last Gold Cup, several big chances, 2013.
Is Clint Dempsey a striker, or is Clint Dempsey an attacking midfielder?
He is an attacking midfielder, but we need to create a situation where Michael Bradley has space. and ability to maneuver. Dempsey is not a defined player. He crowds into other people's spaces. He's not a disciplined player. He's still not a disciplined player into his 30s. He's scoring goals, and against CONCACAF competition, that's great. He's scoring goals. When we play the likes of the Argentinas and the Brazils and the Germanys and those sorts of countries, the elite countries, the Belgians, I don't really want Dempsey in the team, quite frankly, even though he's scoring goals in the Gold Cup. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I made this comment on Rabble.tv yesterday. Blas Perez scored his 11th Gold Cup goal yesterday against us. He scored a number of goals against the U.S., actually, in multiple meetings with us. His 11 goals to me are much, if you look at who he scored against and when he scored, are much more impressive than Landon Donovan's 18 goals in Gold Cup competition, a lot of which were penalties and a lot of which were against Cuba. You have to look at the quality of competition and the quality of goals. And I still am not sold on Dempsey going forward, in spite of his success in this tournament.
Hey, summer of 03, I remember it quite well. Landon Donovan with 4 goals against the Cubans in the quarterfinals. That's right, sent us through to take on Brazil down in the Orange Bowl in Miami, actually. And then they, of course, lost to Brazil, the Kaká-led Brazilian team that were invited to the Gold Cup 2003. Gold Cup 03 was a fun tournament. I'll tell you what, go back and take a trip down memory lane with that one. Okay, Cardiff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I know you elaborated a little bit there, but tell us more why you're so anti-Dempsey when it comes to the big competition. And I know you've talked about, you think Michael Bradley is a far superior player when Dempsey's not on the field. But tell us a little bit why you're still on, even as Clint's scoring goals, why you're kind of on the anti-Dempsey train a little bit still.
Again, I think the Gold Cup is fine. And we want to win this competition, but then we enter World Cup qualifying. We're in year one. We're ending year one of a 4-year cycle. And I just don't think Dempsey, and maybe against CONCACAF competition, he can provide it if we very badly need a result. I know Bruce Arena had to do this when we needed a result against Guatemala in 2000. In the year 2000, he recalled Tab Ramos and John Harkes to the team some experience. And we got through that, and that was in the preliminary round of qualifying. We were having trouble that time. We had trouble. 2002 was our worst qualifying cycle, by the way. It was our best World Cup. So that tells you, again, you can't always look at qualifying to determine how...
Oh, you remember, it was funny, I was just watching the other day. You remember the Barbados game? The game that actually had to be won by the USA to advance to the second round of qualifying in a monsoon in Barbados. There you go. We're giving you all, you loyal listeners of the show, you are getting memory lane gold today. Go and look that one up, USA Barbados from the year 2000 with Jack Edwards and Ty Keogh with the commentary on ESPN. Anyway, carry on, Kartik.
Yeah, and we finished behind Costa Rica in that group, and then in the Hex, we finished behind Costa Rica. I mean, they were better than us at that point. But we had a better World Cup, although, quite frankly, they were probably in a tougher group. They were in the group with Brazil and Turkey, who both went to the semifinals. But enough about 2002. Dempsey, we really need to allow Bradley the freedom to have the space. Unless Dempsey's going to become a very disciplined player in his advanced years, maybe he will. That happens with other guys, where they take a position, they stick to it. Dempsey, I think, is an issue because I think Mick Fiskerud continues to be an issue because of this. He runs around like he's chicken with his head cut off. I the guy has no tactical discipline whatsoever, no presence in the midfield in most games I've seen him play since 2013. I mean, he was very good. I remember he burst onto the scene in 2010 in a friendly against South Africa, looked great, then had a great game against Russia in another friendly. I was thinking, why are we not selecting this guy regularly? What does Klinsmann have against him? Now I completely see it. James Marceline, who I watch weekly here in Fort Lauderdale, plays for the Strikers. He owned Fiskerud in the first half of that Haiti game. Marceline plays for Haiti, and he plays for Fort Lauderdale. Just absolutely owned the guy. I think we just need more tactically disciplined players because our shape is very, very bad. That's my takeaway from this entire tournament. Our shape stinks. That's why we're getting pulled apart defensively. That's why there's some inconsistency going forward. That's why guys are always out of position. We're just not tactically disciplined.
Well, Kardik, as you know, I'm all about finding the middle ground here, and I've been quite outspoken, as have a few guests on this show who want the likes of Mix Discarude and a few others and even an aging Clint Dempsey in this cycle as integral parts of this cycle, because we want some badass soccer players. Just put it quite simply like that. We want guys that are going to be willing to take a defender on 1v1. I want DeAndre Yedlin to be told that, hey, if you take guys on four times and lose the ball four times, the fifth time you get that ball and you're in a 1v1 situation, take them on again. And we have a few of these characters within this squad, and Mix Discarude is definitely one of them. And maybe, as you said, maybe we can find some middle ground. Maybe we can find the ability to bring Mix into a team with enough structure around him where Discarude is granted the freedom that he truly needs to flourish. And the same thing with Dempsey, or even with a guy like Yedlin. And we'll see how this all plays out. But let's hope Jürgen, let's hope our German mastermind can figure out a way to find some middle ground, because I want that creative flair as a part of this team, but we also need to work on the structure in the mid and at the back. Kardik Krishnire with us on the other side of this break. We're continuing this USA conversation, and we're talking Freddie Adu to the Tampa Bay Rowdies, revitalizing his career. Well, we've heard that before. World Soccer Talk Radio. We're back after this. Stay tuned.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch.
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
World World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, and what a weekend my not favorite club in world football just had. They are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Premier League this season. I speak, of course, of Manchester United. I know we've got so many Man U fans that listen to the show. You know how I know we have so many Man U fans that listen to the show? Because I get abused by you lot on Twitter. Let's go. Let's keep the banter going. Nate WST in the Twitter sphere. But congrats on your latest trip to the shopping mall. You signed four players, spend $131 million American dollars in transfer fees, Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin, Depay, and Mateo in the span of just a few days. I still can't believe Bastian Schweinsteiger is going to be playing for Manchester United. That just irks me, and it just doesn't feel right, but it's fact. It's truth. Bastian Schweinsteiger is a Man United player, and now this upcoming weekend, Man U kicks off its first summer exhibition game in the U.S. this Friday when it battles America. That's right, Las Águilas in the International Champions Cup. It's an English giant against a Mexican giant. See how some of these players will be integrated into the United squad. I'd like to invite you to join World Soccer Talk's own Juan Arango and Matt Lichtenstatter, as they will be sharing their thoughts and opinions during the game live with our good friends at Rabble.tv. All you got to do is go to Rabble.tv, tune into the broadcast on television, mute that broadcast, and then turn up Rabble.tv. Listen to our guys share their analysis with Rabble. You can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, through your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. And you can join in to be a part of this thing by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Can Man United win the International Champions Cup for the second year in a row? I love what the ICC is. It takes this whole summer-friendly thing and actually makes it quite compelling. There's a trophy to play for. Can Man United win it for a second consecutive year? Find out as they kick off their first game this Friday, July the 17th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Cheer on the Red Devils, or do what I do. Enjoy United matches thoroughly by rooting against them. It's what I've done my entire life. They're riveting theater. The Red Devils and Las Águilas, Rabble.tv. Cheers to the good folks at Rabble for their continued support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Kartik Krishnayar with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And before we close out the U.S. national team discussion and talk about Freddie Adu potentially coming not only to NASL, but down to your neck of the woods, down to Florida, Kartik, with the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Got to ask you about the story that comes out today of Sepp Blatter turning down, well, actually FIFA turning down the request for Blatter to attend the United States Senate panel hearing on FIFA corruption. Okay, immediately I laugh at this. I go, well, shocker. He's not going to attend that. They turned down that invitation. Oh, my goodness. I'm blown away and in shock by this thing. No, sarcasm. I read down and I keep checking out this article. What does raise an eyebrow for yours truly is Sunil Gulati passing on showing up to this thing. Now, do you see how that looks a little weird there? We're all mocking and laughing. Oh, yeah, Blatter's not going to come. Well, our president, Mr. U.S. Soccer Federation, Sunil Gulati, is also not going to be there. What did you make of that aspect of this story, Kartik?
Well, why should we care? The U.S. Soccer Federation is totally clean. It's all FIFA. It's all international corruption. I mean, that's what I'm getting from the American Soccer Press. And it's nothing, you know, we're the vigilant ones. We're the ones who've taken them on. That's rubbish, of course, okay? U.S., all of this, so much of this alleged corruption happened on U.S. soil, including much of it running through an American official in Chuck Blazer, closely aligned with Sunil Gulati, closely aligned with other leading people in the game in the United States. But yet, we have our colleagues in the media, Nate, who have been avoiding this story. You know, in fact, the FIFA corruption story is no longer interesting to them once it became an American story, right, that affected U.S. soccer. I came on this show a couple times and talked about NASL and traffic. I stand by every word I put there. There's things that stink right now with the North American Soccer League. But the traffic story isn't just an NASL story. It's a CONCACAF story, and it's a U.S. soccer story. yet those parts two and three really haven't been covered that well. Part one was covered very well. I wasn't the only one screaming about it. So Neil Gulati dodging the Senate hearing? Yeah, I think this is a problem. But I don't expect to read much about it in the U.S. soccer media.
Well, I said, you know, I used a cliche quite often back, a month or so ago when all this was big, big headline news and all the FIFA scandal was big worldwide headline news. And it was, as an American, be careful riding your Western high horse. I also said don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. And both of those cliches, I think, still ring true for me. And this raises an eyebrow. I mean, this really makes me wonder, you know, where is Gulati in all this? And before we move on from this, address the president himself, Kardik. Are there skeletons in his closet? Could there be things that could happen in the next year or so that could really be worrisome for Sunil Gulati?
I don't know if it's worrisome for Sunil Gulati or U.S. soccer or not Major League Soccer or who, but Chuck Blazer was connected to all these characters. And Sunil Gulati was in a lot of meetings. He had to have suspicions about things. Maybe he didn't speak up. He probably had no role in impropriety, but as far as knowledge, why is the Gold Cup always played on American soil? Why is there no bidding process? Why is there no rotation that goes on? That benefits U.S. soccer. That's a Chuck Blazer contribution. The Gold Cup tournament was a Blazer Warner creation. Why are these tournaments always held in the United States? Why was it the traffic was the marketing agency, and this all of this stuff benefited U.S. soccer. So even if he didn't know, or he being Sunil Gulati, U.S. soccer has benefited from this culture. Again, I've said it over and over again on this show and other places. The United States is not the Netherlands. It is not England. It is not Germany. It is not one of these countries that's taking on corruption in the game very openly through their football association. Attempts to take on corruption here in the United States have been undertaken by the Department of Justice. They've been undertaken by the FBI, and now they're being undertaken by the U.S. Senate. They have not been undertaken by U.S. soccer. So let's make that distinction right here and right now.
Distinction made. Again, Nate Abarea here with Kardik Krishnire on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, you brought up the stinky, smelly, fishy weirdness that is the North American Soccer League right now. Well, talk about a funky story relating to the NASL, but this is not funky in terms of corruption or anything like that. This is just funky because it has to do with Freddie Adu, the name that will not disappear from American soccer. He's trying. I've always rooted Freddie on. I've never had anything against Freddie Adu. In fact, I get irritated by a lot of people's attitudes towards Freddie Adu, a man who is still, by the way, folks, in his mid-20s. He's in his mid-20s right now. We act like he's got to be in his 40s by now. We've been hearing about him for, God, it feels like decades. He's in his mid-20s. He's had a disaster of a career in a number of different regards. He's also had, how many times has he had promising moments? How many times have we said, oh, it's finally going to come back for Freddie Adu? God, I think back to the 2011 Gold Cup. We forget that Freddie Adu played in the final of the 2011 Gold Cup. That was when I said, all right, Freddie's back. Freddie's going to come back to Major League Soccer, and it's all going to start flourishing for Freddie. And actually, he played well in a couple of games in the knockout stages for Bob Bradley's gang in the 2011 Gold Cup. But lo and behold, Freddie did what Freddie does, and he sank back down below the dirt again. And now he's rising back up in this strange, strange way. And there's a rumor that Freddie Adu could be signing with the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the North American Soccer League. Kardik, you were on the pulse of this stuff down in FLA. What are you hearing? What are you thinking? What's going to happen with Freddie Much Ado about I don't even know anymore?
Okay, I can confirm from talking to my sources that Rowdies are talking to him that there is a contract offer on the table. I do not know what that contract offer is. However, Stephen Goff of the Washington Post has reported that it is $3,500 a month, which would make Freddie Adu one of the lowest paid players on the Tampa Bay Rowdies roster. This is really a last chance for him. You mentioned the 2011 Gold Cup. He was our best player in that final against Mexico. He never once again played for the national team. Of course, that was also Bob Bradley's final game as national team coach, so there might be a correlation there. I mean, Freddie Adu was a U.S. soccer poster child, and Bradley was a bit of a company man, so he kept calling in Freddie, even when he was playing in the second division in Turkey. He was getting national team call-ups. But he was playing well for the national team, quite frankly. He was a better – Freddie was always a better international player than he was club player. We have to remember
Absolutely.
That. That's the case with some guys.
Absolutely.
But this, yeah, the Tampa Bay has made an offer. He'd be reunited with Thomas Rongen, who was, again, talking about him playing so well at the international level, was his mentor and coach at that U-20 level, 2005 World Cup, and then the 2007 Under-20 World Cup, where he might have been the best player in the entire tournament, even though the U.S. got eliminated in the quarterfinals. This would give him the chance to reunite with Rongen, and if he's ever going to make a go of it again, I think that's the coach he needs.
Do you find yourself rooting for him at all, Cardick?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, I'm definitely rooting for him, and I still think he's 26 now. If he got it going, I mean, we're talking about how poor the U.S. team is. I mean, I really think he could be a factor. The U.S. is that poor, folks. We had more good players in our player pool. Maybe we have a deeper pool now. We had more high-level players in our player pool in 2001, 2002, 2003 than we do now. Full stop. I will have that argument with anyone, even though I know that just kind of defies the talking points that you get from U.S. soccer and Major League Soccer.
I completely agree with you, and I think it was Jeff Carlisle actually was on the show, and I really appreciated his candid comments on this. Where everyone, you know, asking, "Oh, when's the American Messi going to come along?" Or even just the American Rooney, you know? So our superstar, or the next Donovan, and Carlisle goes, "Hey, I'll take the next Claudio Reyna. I'll take the next Josh Wolf. You know what I mean? I'll take the next Ernie Stewart. You know what I mean? The next John O'Brien. I mean, you could name a number of different players where, hey, we don't need to shoot for the moon because we're shooting for the moon and we're getting this wide array of average. Let's get a few that are slightly above average. But, hey, that goes into development, and that's a whole conversation for another show that could go on for hours and hours and hours. We've got 90 seconds left here with you, Cardick. So it's a Liverpool fan talking to a Man City fan and author, of course, a published Manchester City author, Cardick Krishnire. So let's have a little jab at Raheem Sterling. Was that the overpay of the century, or did Liverpool take you to the cleaners for that one? Or
no.
Are you really satisfied with Raheem Sterling for £49 million, Cardick?
You paid £35 million for Andy Carroll. We just paid £35 million for Wilfred Bony, who I think is like a £12 million player, and who was a system player at Swansea. £49 million for Sterling, for me, makes sense. He's English. He's young. I know there's a revisionism about him now, but he's fantastic. He's one of the best young players in Europe, the only English player that fits that bill. I love the signing. I said to the gaffer a couple weeks ago, did he have to pay whatever they have to pay? If that means we break the Bale world record, or the Amos Rodriguez, whichever one's the world record, we do it. Because he's English, he's young, he's fast, he ticked about five boxes that we need. Because we were going to finish fourth in the Premier League this season at best without this guy. Now I feel like we're back in the title race.
You filthy intellectual. Did you just call me a revisionist historian?
No, I called all your colleagues who are Liverpool fans.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Cardick Krishnire, thank you very much for your time on the show today. And good luck with Raheem the Dream at the Etihad. I wish him all the best. Wink, wink. Oh, cheers to Cardick Krishnire. We're back after this to take the express train home right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. I'm not bitter. I've never been bitter about anything. Ever. Ever. Not at all. We're back after this. Stay tuned.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Everybody's favorite revisionist historian, yours truly, Nate Abarea, back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Another huge thank you to Kartik Krishnayar, and the best of luck to Raheem the Dream Sterling as he leaves Anfield and heads for the Etihad and suits up for the Sky Blues of Manchester City. Oh, that's going to be so much fun when Raheem makes his return to Anfield. That is going, I'll leave it at that. It's going to be fun. The Premier League season, it's like a month away. I still can't believe that because we are firmly entrenched in this summer of international soccer. The U.S. women winning the World Cup up in Canada. Chile doing it down in Copa America. And now the Gold Cup, CONCACAF, taking center stage. And will the USA be able to sort things out? We shall see. Again, talk about teasing for the future. Let's see if the USA can sort things out. That backline debacle, what's going to happen there? What's going to happen with the attack? What's Zardes's role? Is he a starter from here on out? I think he is. I got to agree with Kartik Krishnayar. I want Zardes starting for the U.S. men's national team for the rest of this Gold Cup. A game that's taking place tomorrow in the Gold Cup that I'm really looking forward to, Mexico and Trinidad and Tobago. Can TNT take down the Mexicans, and potentially Mexico could still be knocked out of this tournament? Wouldn't that be something? But do we actually, as U.S. fans, want Mexico to advance so we can potentially get our USA-Mexico dream final? Let's wait for it all to unfold. Cannot wait to talk about it with you. World Soccer Talk Radio signing off right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. The producer's Dom Jimenez, the gaffer Christopher Harris. I'm Nate. Bye for now.